Welcome to the season wrap-up edition of the Binge Buzz. John Easter joined by head coach of the Lady Giants, Coach Stan Binge. And Coach, first of all, I just want to say thanks for this season. I know that it ended a little sooner than you would have liked, but thank you very much for all you do and for all you do for us. So we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and right back to you. We appreciate everything that you do for athletics and girls basketball. And the season was a different kind of a season. I think I posted on my Twitter account yesterday, we are champions. I said, you know, it's not only the 64 teams that won, but I think all the high school teams were champions for just being able to have a season. And I think a special shout out needs to go to our administrators, not only here at Ben Davis, but the IHAA, all the parents, all the athletes for being very patient and having a different kind of a year, but at least we were able to have a year, and that was a good thing. And like you say, it ended shorter than what we would have liked, but we still were able to participate and play and have some good experiences and some good memories.
Well, let's go back to Friday night. Always kind of a bummer when on paper, the two best teams in the sectional have to meet before the championship game, but it's not the first time that's happened. Certainly won't be the last as well. You ended up drawing the winner of Pike and Roncalli, which was Roncalli, and a really good basketball game, except for the final result. I mean, I think that early on you got down, team fought back, and then seemed like had the momentum in the fourth quarter, but Roncalli just came back in the fourth, and it was a really well-played game. What were your thoughts on that one?
Well, I mean, you probably did a good job of analyzing the game, and we got off to a slow start and made some mistakes and then got in deep foul trouble the first half. We had multiple players with two fouls or more, and we had to play a little zone, sort of last out the half, and the third quarter, we came out and played some outstanding basketball. Went from being down 12 to up 5, so outscored by 17 in the third quarter. And we're really in control at that point in time. And Roncalli hit a 3 to open up the fourth quarter. And we made a couple mistakes. And they went to a zone, shot a little quick, and threw it, made an errant pass. And then we kept fouling. And they went to the line and buried the free throws. I think they shot 15 more free throws than we did. And that's not a knock on the officiating, but I thought it was a well-officiated game. It's just that sort of what happened, and Roncalli took advantage of our mistakes. And, you know, we had a couple of chances to close it back down and tie up the game and weren't able to do it. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough for Ben Davis, tough for me, and it, you know, I'd coached every player in that game. I was hoping that we'd be able to go. I thought this team had some potential to do some damage down the line, and just couldn't get it done. But our hats off to Roncalli, and we wish them all the luck this coming Saturday out at Decatur Central in the regional.
You know, in preparation for this, I went back and listened to the final edition of the Lentz Lowdown last year when I was talking to Coach Lentz. So I'll ask you the same question that I asked him. What stands out for this year when you look back at everything? What will stand out? What will you remember most about this team?
Well, the team itself, you know, just getting to know everybody, the uniqueness of the season. It's a season like no other. And I think every coach in the state could say that in both the winter and fall sport, winter and fall sports. Very, very unique. But getting to know the players, the quality of individuals I was able to work with, the lack of practice time, the lack of being able to prepare, the numerous games that we had in a row, this season will stand out. And then it's always difficult to watch the seniors walk away for the last time. And, you know, I would have liked for them to have had some success because I think they've done so much for not only Ben Davis girls basketball, but Ben Davis athletics in general.
So this is the third time, if I'm thinking correctly, that you've come in and taken over a program. The first time you came in and Ben Davis had several coaches in a row. Coach Cooper Ryder had been here 1 year. You come in. The time you take Ron Colley over, Coach McDivitt had left. They were in pretty good shape. And you come in. And then it's kind of a similar situation here with the program. Coach Lentz left you in pretty good shape. So when you look back now over those times that you've come into a program and then IUPUI as well, how was this one different maybe?
Well, the uniqueness was because of COVID, obviously. I mean, in the other situations, I was able to come in and learn who the players were in the summer, learn about them and that kind of thing, which was an impossibility to do this year. Only being familiar with Ben Davis High School and playing against some their teams, it was the only knowledge that I had. It was great being back home again. I mean, I missed not coaching Ron Colley, and I knew Ron Colley was going to be very good this year. And obviously they were, and still are, I guess. But then the season was just so different, not being able to play for 4 weeks. And then when we were able to play, playing multiple games in a row and not having a lot of practice time and everybody wearing masks, didn't even know what they looked like for half the season. So not being able to do a lot of the team building activities, not being able to do the stuff that I normally would like to do with the team. And I told the girls this right near the end of our season. My goal every year is never to win a state, but to provide experiences that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. And, you know, I don't know if I did that this year because we weren't able to do some of the team building. And, you know, I made the best decisions with the information I had and with the information we had about COVID at the time. But, you know, I would have liked to have done some things a little bit different and so forth. And, you know, I guess in one regard, I'm happy that we were able to have a season. In another regard, I'm just a little disappointed that we weren't able to have the type of experiences that I think a team ought to have. And, you know, so if I have any regrets, it's not losing the game this past weekend, but it's that we weren't able to do some of the things you normally would like to do with a basketball team because they only get to go through this once. And, I mean, when you think of these kids that are in high school now losing their spring sports and, you know, some of them getting things cut down in the fall and in the winter and so forth, you got to admire the human spirit. You got to admire those kids because they did the best they could under the circumstances they were given. And everybody out there, you know, they talk about youth today. We got some fabulous youth mm-hmm. today. We got some fabulous people, and the future looks bright. But I'm just sorry that they've had to go through this, not only in the educational setting, but in the athletic setting. But hopefully we see a little light at the end, and we'll get back to a new normal here pretty soon.
Right. And, you know, you talk about that. They've lost their prom. They've lost all the other things that, you know, really I experienced, that you experienced as a high school student, some of those traditions they have been a part of.
Right.
So that's excellent point. Finally, last question, kind of looking ahead to next year, what are you going to be working on during this off season now that you have some sort of idea of what kind of off season you'll have? What are you looking forward to in preparation for 2021-2022?
Right. Yes, I mean, as far as working on, first of all, I mean, we had a successful season this year. We beat several top-ranked teams, and we had a good one. But the expectation, not from the community, but from within ourselves, is to be a state power. And we've got some things to do to get there. We got to become better shooters. We got become better decision makers. We got to learn how not to foul, how the game is being called. I mean, we played, I think, a dozen games this year where the other team shot more than 30 free throws. Well, that puts you at a major disadvantage. So we've got to get better in that regard. So we've got some tremendous individuals returning. If they have a great desire to be successful next year, it should be a very enjoyable season next year. I mean, not only do we have good athletes, but we have high-quality people, and the combination of those two usually makes for a lot of success. So moving forward, I'm hoping we can have a summer, we can have in the spring, we can get some individual workouts in, that we can grow as a team and get some team bonding experiences, and come up with a kind of season next year that people expect us to have at Ben Davis High School.
Well, Coach, any final thoughts before we go?
I guess, you know, I just want to thank especially the parents out there for being very patient with us this year. And I want to thank the players, all the players, for doing the best they can under the situations. And I guess, you know, the positive is no one got sick or hurt, that everybody is healthy that I know of right now, that we were able to actually have a season. And so I want to thank everybody out there, John Clark, Heather, just everybody that played a part in getting that done for us this year. And I hope these seniors will look back and say, man, I'm just glad we were able to participate.
Well, you know, one of my good friends in broadcasting is Rob Brown, who does the Ron Colley games, and he told me that, you know, he missed you down there, missed talking to you, and for me, it's been great having you back here at Ben Davis, because, you know, off the air we're friends, and it's just been great to have you back. So I'm glad you made the decision to head back to the West Side.
Well, thank you, and you know, I do miss the people at Ron Colley, and was, but yet I'm glad to be back home. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's the final edition of the Binge Buzz. A little bit longer, but we wrapped up the season this year. Lady Giants finished 13-8, and we'll be back in November with hopefully more news about Ben Davis Lady Giants basketball.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for listening all season long.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed?